Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off this Friday's editorials with a company introduction to Doré Copper Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol DCMC and on the OTCQB under the symbol DRCMF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Ernie Mast. Now, Doré Copper has been brought up to me personally, and I believe even on the show by a couple of my guests that, look, there's a few of us that are looking at copper plays. Copper, no doubt, has been running. And the stocks broadly, except for recently, have really been lagging that copper move. So Doré Copper, while it is a copper play, they have two copper assets. They also have a gold asset. So Ernie and I are going to go through each project one by one to bring everybody up to speed. This is going to be a bit more of a high-level discussion. And if anybody has any follow-up questions or wants more information on any of the projects or any of the work that's going to be done, feel free to email me, fleck@kereport.com. Ernie, let's start off with the Corner Bay property. Now, this project already has a resource on it. Just bring us up to speed on where the project stands currently with its resource, please.
Sure, Corey, and great to be on your show. The resource is currently at a little over 3 million tons at 3.47% copper and 0.27 grams per ton gold. That resource update was done in 2019 after the company had done some drilling in 2018. And based on the 2018 drilling, we actually doubled the size of the resource. We commenced drilling the property in early 2020, and we drilled off and on throughout the year. We drilled 11 drill holes for about 11,000 meters, and all drill holes hit structure, and 9 of the drill holes should contribute to an increase in the resource. So we're pretty excited to see what the resource is going to be at the next update. However, we're not done yet. We currently plan on drilling at least 6,000 meters in that deposit next year, adding more holes and continuing to expand out the resource. The deposit itself is hosted in a shear vein where the deposit's width varies between 2 and 7 meters. The deposit shows remarkable continuity where, like clockwork, we can do 100 meter step outs and we essentially hit the same mineralization. So we expect to continue to do that. The deposit's open to the south, and we're also testing the deposit to the north. Also very exciting is the fact that there's the potential for parallel structures in the Corner Bay area, and we are currently, or we do plan on following up on some of the parallel structures next year in order to add more resources on a new and separate vein.
So Ernie, give us just a little bit more insights into the grade too, because look, in all fairness, this is still a generally small copper resource, but it was the grade that really stuck out to me.
Correct. At 3.47% average copper, it is one of the highest grade copper resources in the world, also for sure in Canada. The intercepts that we received over the course of the year varied between 2.4% and 9% copper. The 9% intercept was over 7 meters, so it's going to be a substantial part of the resource increase. Another thing to note about this deposit is that it is extremely low levels of impurities, almost no arsenic, mercury, or other deleterious elements. So when we feed it through our mill in our hub and spoke plan, it's actually going to be the base load for the mill and produce a very clean concentrate.
So in terms of news flow for next year, an updated resource and this additional approximately 6,000 meters of drilling, what's that time frame going to look like?
I'd say we would look to have the resource out at mid-year.
Okay. And then in terms of drill results, how far along are you on the 6,000 meter program?
So the 6,000 meter program is really for next year. So we'll commence January 11th on that program. And we should be done by the end of February or say early March.
Okay. So you will still have time to bring those 6,000 meters into that updated resource. Is that fair to say?
Yes, that's the idea. And of course, if we're very successful with some of the new ideas that we have there, we'll probably drill a little longer and that would push the resource out back a little bit.
And then just as a summary, that drill program really is geared at not necessarily making new discoveries, but expanding on this resource and some of the, where the resource looks to be open, at least initially here.
Correct. And the resource is wide open towards the south, where we had been drilling over the course of 2020. And also now we're starting to test whether the resource is open towards the north. If you look at a long section of the deposit, you can see a very distinct southerly trending plunge zone. And we've been exploring the southernmost plunge zone, but there's now a parallel zone or a similar zone, which could be on the north, and we're going to test up dip.
All right, let's move on to the Cedar Bay property. This is a past producing mine, produced just short of 4 million tons at a grade of 1.6% copper and a gold grade here of just over 3.2 grams per ton gold. So it's a nice balance here between copper and gold production. I understand there is a current resource. It is on the small side, but give us an update on the current resource and the work that's been done this year.
Yes, the current resource is 360,000 tons at 1.9% copper and about 8.7 grams per ton gold. So the gold grade went up considerably versus the historical mining grade. The reason for that is we're drilling we drilled an area and the resource exists at a level beneath the lower mine workings. And it looks like there was an orogenic event which enriched the mineral with gold. And that was an area that we drilled in 2018 leading up to that 360,000 ton resource. During 2020, we did drill that resource. We were looking to expand upon the resource, which really consists of three parallel veins. What the drilling showed us is that each of the three veins is still open down dip. In some cases, we extended the mineralization as deep as 250 meters down dip. Our drilling did not prove out too much extension of the deposits along strike. So what we're looking to do for Cedar Bay in the future is evaluate what it would take to dewater the shaft. We recently took a video camera and water samples down the shaft. The water quality looked good. Before we got immersed, the shaft quality actually looked very good too. And by dewatering the shaft, we should be able to drill from underground, and that would be a lot easier and more accurate in order to expand out that resource. So Cedar Bay really has potential as a high-grade underground resource with infrastructure already in place. The shaft goes down to 1,036 meters, and that's essentially at the level where that resource starts.
So, Ernie, I assume that this is a very attractive target, or at least it should be, high-grade gold and even some high-grade copper. Small resource right now, yes, but what's the time frame on the potential of dewatering the shaft and getting an underground drill down there?
So we're going to look at the technicalities of dewatering the shaft, and we should have some results on that, I'd say mid-next year, and we're looking to incorporate those results potentially into a PEA. And at that time, we'll make a decision on what's the best way forward in terms of dewatering and additional drilling on that property.
Okay, so it doesn't sound like Cedar Bay will be taking up too much of the cash of the company next year. A lot of the studies, but not any drilling planned.
Not at the present time. However, I think once we understand what it takes to dewater, we may then look at how to finance that and commence drilling from underground. Because as you said, could actually be one of the highest grade underground mines in Canada.
Yeah, I can see why you would want to get down there, but it sounds like it still might take a little bit more time. Let's move on to this Joe Mann property and the Joe Mann deposit. This project is still under option to acquire 100% for Doré Copper. Still have a couple payments that will be due over the next couple years and expenditures. But what is some of the data in terms of this past production? This is more of a gold project, so it was a past producing gold mine. Give us some updates on the past production and current status of this asset.
So the Joe Mann mine operated until 2007, and over its life, it produced 1.2 million ounces of gold at a grade of 8.26 grams per ton. There was also a copper grade of 0.3%, and in its last years, Joe Mann was treated in the current mill that the company has, where gold was recovered via gravity and copper was produced in a copper concentrate that also contained some gold. So the gold recoveries would be about 85%. The mine, after it stopped operating in 2007, had some drill holes drilled beneath the lowest mining level by about 170 meters below. And those two intercepts were very high grade, approaching an ounce per ton. So our plans are to follow up on those two drill intercepts, which is what we executed during Q4 of this year, still waiting upon results. In addition to those two drill holes beneath the mine working, there's also a zone that was mined called the West Zone. And the West Zone is open down dip. And so the company put some drill holes down dip on the West Zone as well. We're again waiting on all the results from that drilling. And in addition, there was an area, what we'll call the Far West Zone, that was never mined, and it's quite shallow. We drilled a series of four intercepts into that Far West Zone, following up on some historical results. And all those results, they should be issued in January next year. So Joman really is showing, has a lot of potential to restart, especially in the current gold price environment. If you recall, if it shut down in 2007, gold prices were a fraction of what they are now. And under the current prices, this mine should become a very attractive restart opportunity for the company.
Now, what's the steps that need to happen before the company does actually restart, if the company does restart this? There obviously has to be some more drilling and even building out of some sort of resource.
Correct. So we're working on a historical resource at those mines, and they're non-43-101. With the current drilling that we have done, we plan on adding the holes to the historical holes that we have that were relatively recently drilled. So we have all the paperwork showing the quality control of the lab and the drill logs in order to understand, in order to ensure that those holes drilled in the past were legitimate. We can just add our drill holes to that drill hole database, and we should be able to come up with a new resource on some of the areas which I mentioned that we had been drilling. So that would be the first step. In addition, we probably should do some more drilling to expand out that resource. And then the step after that is look to rehabilitate the mine and would be putting it back into operation. Now, we've talked about a few different properties, and one of the things that we're looking at doing is putting in a hub and spoke operation where we would have a number of mines feeding the centralized mill. The key mine in all of this is Corner Bay, which is the biggest resource we have. It's going to make a very clean copper concentrate, and we can commingle it with the different mines that we have talked about and will talk about. So that's really the overall strategy. So when we look at restarting the mines, we'll look to put forward a kind of a comprehensive strategy of what would be the sequence of restart of the different properties.
All right. One thing to also consider, too, is that we've talked about three projects. The company has another couple projects, and all of these projects that we've talked about are all in the same area in Quebec. Actually, all of these projects are approximately within, let's say 60, 70 kilometers of each other. Give us an update on the general area that you are in Quebec.
So it's called the Chibougamau Lac Doré Mining Camp. This camp entered industrial production in the 1950s, at which time the town of Chibougamau was built. Chibougamau is located 500 kilometers due north of Montreal. There's daily flights from Montreal and good road connectivity to the south, being Quebec City and Montreal, and also to the southwest, which would be the, more traditionally known Abitibi mining camp of Val-d'Or and Rouyn. The camp produced 1.6 billion pounds of copper and 4.4 million ounces of gold. And I'm including Joman in the gold results. So it was a really prolific camp. What we're finding in this camp is that over the last 10 years of life, ending in 2008, and since then, it's been quite lightly explored. And so as a company, Doré Copper began an option on the properties in 2017. And very quickly, we realized there was still great exploration potential in this camp. We've really been focusing on the known ore bodies and expanding them. However, there are There is definitely the potential for new discoveries, and we will be doing some more grassroots type exploration to complement the brownfield exploration that we're doing. So it's a really exciting area. It's got a great mineral endowment, and the two commodities we're dealing with are copper and gold, two of the best commodities to be involved with at the present time.
You are right about that, and especially copper as it continues this breakout. And you guys are in a bit of a unique situation, too, where you are dealing with generally higher grade copper than I'm sure a lot of our listeners know. A lot of these low grade copper assets that are massive, but there's a lot of them out there. Let's take care of a couple more company fundamentals. The company is currently going through an almost $6 million, that's Canadian, financing. It's an all share offering. It is right now under market, under what the shares are trading at, but that should be moving forward. Let's talk about the share structure. Pre-financing, shares outstanding about 31.6 million. Fully diluted basis, about 36.5 million. Give us a little insight on the split between what management holds, what insider holds, and what the retail float is, please.
Okay, so insiders control at the present time about 19% of the shares. The largest shareholder is a group called Ocean Partners, who have 23% of the company. The reason Ocean Partners has that position is that we acquired the assets from them for 30% of our company. They have the offtake rights to the production, which means once we produce copper concentrate, they will market the copper concentrate to different smelters, and that's really their core business. They're a very supportive shareholder where their main goal is to see this camp get back into operation. The current float is approximately 41%. Another significant shareholder that we have are different Quebec funds, including the Caisse de dépôt. And we expect Quebec funds to continue to invest in the company as we mature and progress.
All right. Now, Ernie, just a quick little update here before we wrap it up. A little background on yourself, please.
Yeah. So I'm a metallurgical engineer by training, and I've been working in the mining industry for 30 years. Spent 16 years in Latin America. I started working with Noranda, and I was transferred through a couple of mine sites and positions within Noranda. And also spent some time at the Cobre Panama project as the president and CEO of Minera Panama through a critical juncture of that project as we got it engineered and improved. And returning to Canada in 2012, I took on a series of VP operation jobs, corporate development, CEO jobs, where I gained experience in underground mining, and I'm putting that to good use with this position.
All right, Ernie, I appreciate this update. As I mentioned, there's a couple guests that I brought on the show that have outlined this company to me, and I see why. There's some interesting exploration that is underway and is going to, sounds like, ramp up to a certain extent next year. Ernie, keep us up to date on news flow. If any of you have any questions for anything within Doré Copper, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will also post a link to the Doré Copper presentation so you can all go through that as well. Ernie, thanks for your time on this Friday. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Same to you, Corey, and to your listeners, all the best for the holiday season. Be safe, and we're looking forward to a great 2021.